Hey guys, how's it going? Is it cold enough for you up there?
A little bit, yeah. Sky Bluff Country 103.5, Eric and Kathy, joined by one of the members of Exile, Marlon Hargis. Marlon, how you doing?
Hey guys, how's it going? Is it cold enough for you up there?
A little bit, yeah.
Well, I'm down in Nashville. It's a little nicer here, but it's as we were saying right before, I'm ready for spring, ready for some warm weather.
Exactly.
Yeah, Marlon, the band Exile is celebrating 55 years together. I mean, that's a pretty good, you know, like marriages, you know, 55 years. That's a long time, but very successful marriage. And Exile, been around a long time, a lot of success.
Well, actually, I think it's been around longer than most of our various marriages combined. and there have been a few among us. I don't no more than anyone else. Mm-hmm. But it's been a long time. As a matter of fact, we were doing a little research, and I think we are the longest running self-contained band in America that's ever been together. And we think the Stones were formed a little bit before we were, but we're almost in the book of records somewhere. And I don't know if it's a good thing or we were just too dumb to quit. Who knows?
You guys had a lot of success in your early days. Exile kind of started off as a rock and roll band. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. We were basically a rock and roll band, and then of course had a lot of success in the rock field back in the late 70s with a song called Kiss You All Over and some other rock and roll songs around the world, in Europe and other countries. So, yeah, we were, you know, like a lot of other kids, we started out listening to the Beatles and being influenced by them, and we were basically rock and rollers for the first phase of our career.
Right. And then what year was it that you decided to take on the country side of things? Was it like...
Well, it was the early 80s. I don't remember the... I hate to say I don't remember the exact year. I think around 82 or so, we started making a transition. And there was actually a logical reason for it. We, after Kiss You All Over, we didn't have a lot of radio success in the States. We did in other countries. But at the same time, our songs were being made hits by country artists, notably Alabama. They had two of their biggest hits were actually Exile songs. Take Me Down, The Closer You Get. We had actually released both of those on the pop charts, and they frankly didn't do anything.
Right.
Les Taylor, or one of our guitarists, had written a number one song for Jamie Fricky called It Ain't Easy Being Easy. So at a certain point, our manager said, look, it makes sense, since you guys are actually having hits in the country field, just to try to, you know, to swing over to the country market and try that. Mm-hmm. So, and as it turned out, we had a lot more success as far as the number of hits in the country field, you know, in through the 80s and 90s than we did in the pop field.
Wow, isn't that crazy?
It is. We were very lucky. I always say we're pretty lucky. We kind of had three careers. We had the pop career, we had the country career, and then 10 years ago, the original five of us, we refer to ourselves, we reformed, and we've had a 10-year career, you know, in later years. So we're very lucky, or like I say, we just don't know how to do anything else.
That is cool. Okay, you need to share like something like over all these years, what is like the most embarrassing thing that has happened to you and the band?
You mean me personally or the band?
Well, both, whatever you want. I just always like to hear this because sometimes the stories, you know, are probably something that's more embarrassing to you guys than it is to us, or maybe we've never even noticed it. You know what I mean?
Well, there was one particular occasion that we always talk about. We, back in the 80s, we were invited to be on the Grand Ole Opry. And frankly, at that point, when we were kind of young, we didn't really maybe take it as serious as we should have. We were on, and back then there were two shows a night all the time.
Okay.
So we decided when we were doing two songs each segment. So the first segment, we decided what songs we were going to play in what order. So that went fine, went great. Then there was maybe an hour period before the next show, and our drummer, Steve, he actually was sick. He had the flu or something. So he had gone maybe out to the bus to lay down or something. Well, while he was gone, we had decided to change the order of the songs when we came back.
Oh.
But we didn't realize he wasn't in the room. So the opera, you literally run out and start playing. I mean, there's no preparation or anything. It's
right.
Just kind of nuts. If you've been to the opera, you know what I'm talking about. So we go out, and we realize as he's counting off the first song that he's going to play the wrong song. So
he is where you are. You're not sure.
Well, here's the thing. The four of us are playing one song. He's playing another.
So it's what makes him look bad.
Well, and you know, and everyone's kind of going, whoa, this is bad. So we decided to switch to what he's playing. At the same time, he decided to switch to what we were playing. So we were playing the wrong songs again. So this went on. It seemed like it went on for 10 minutes.
Wow.
It was probably about 20 seconds,
yeah. You
know, and then we were walking off, and some of the old Opry players, they were kind of laughing at us, like, I think you guys want to just go on home, and actually we weren't asked back for about 20 years. But now we're actually regulars. We play the Opry about once
awesome.
A month, so that has to be one of the most embarrassing among a lot of others.
Crazy kids in the band, they're probably saying, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys are going to be at the CMA Music Festival, too, in Nashville on Saturday, June 10th, performing as well, right?
That's right. It's, I think the stage is called Budweiser Forever Country Stage.
Yep.
It's right downtown. We actually played that stage last year. It's my favorite stage of any. There are five or six different stages set up downtown,
yeah.
But... it's my favorite to play, and I think we're playing around 12:30 in the afternoon. Actually, acts start, I think, around 11, and they go till 4 or 5, and then things switch over to Nissan Stadium. But, yeah, we're excited for that. And then we'll also be doing some signing at various places that same day, which you can find on our website where we'll be. So we're looking forward to that.
Awesome. Talking with Marlon Hargis from Exile, celebrating 55 years together, the original 80s country lineup together once again. Well,
wow.
Marlon, thanks for talking with us.
Guys, it's a pleasure, and hope to be out in your area sometime pretty soon, and it'll be good to keep in touch. Good to talk to you.